Senegalese singer Baba Maal is currently on tour in the U.S. Music critic Milo Miles recommends you go see him. If that's not possible, Milo says, listen to his new record.
For a long time, Baba Maal has been my candidate for the Afropop performer most deserving a break with the American audience. Maal's fundamental problem is that his countryman Youssou N'Dour gets all the attention. But Maal is at least as inventive and variously talented, if less golden-throated. Maal has recorded one meditative masterpiece, Jam Lili, which featured his childhood friend Mansour Sek on guitar. That was released here in 1989, and Maal has had rough sailing since then. His next record was also largely acoustic, but much more lackluster and meandering. Then he came up with a sparkling album that featured his electric band, Dande Lanol. It was ruined by an American remix that managed to be both new age sappy and disco harsh. Now he's finally done it, made an album that lives up to the swirling high spirits and passionate laments of his live shows. It's called Fire and Fota, and it's one of the finest world music records of 1994. What does Fire and Fota mean? Well, Fota is Maal's home territory in North Senegal, where he is a member of the minority language speakers. Maal learned to play many instruments, though he did not come from the musician caste. He studied both law and art in Dakar and Paris. It seems to me that no matter how amplified his sound, Maal is essentially a folkie. His source material is invariably old songs and forms from rural areas. But Maal's curiosity ranges all over, and his sense of how to knit the past and present together is bold, even wild. One of the chief pleasures of his work is that you sense the Africa he knows in it. This is a place getting poorer, groping for unity and heroes. Maal acknowledges the sorrows of poverty in numbers like N'Djilou, but he fights his way to an upbeat finale. His job is to inspire the audience as an optimist, a builder, a down-home sage. Whether or not Maal finds his bigger audience, he and producer Simon Emerson have found the right tone for a cosmopolitan African pop record. Fire and Fota uses an army of hired musicians, including a fat horn section and the London Session Orchestra, but Maal commands everything with his high Islamic tenor. The forceful articulation of each track, the mix of sobriety and celebration, reminds me of durable rock and roll LPs. Play Fire and Fota after Bob Dylan's Bringing It All Back Home or Bruce Springsteen's The River, and you will hear a kindred smart soul.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. He reviewed Bubba Mall's new record, Firin' and Fota, on Mango Records. Bubba Mall is in this country through February 5th, with stops in Washington, D.C., Cambridge, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, and Seattle. I'm Terry Gross.